I think that, you know, obviously the number one thing is you're trying to find out what type of role these guys could play for us on special teams, in particular relative to coverage units first. You know, how can the kid fit in on the punt team? How can he fit in on kickoff coverage? Is he a big four guy? Can he contribute on the punt return and kickoff return as well? So you're looking at position, body types, toughness, speed, you know, instincts, all that type of stuff. And just by evaluating the practice, you get an opportunity to see how they fit in with the offense and defense, and it also carries over, obviously, into the special teams.
Why do you say the coverage teams in particular?
Well, I think the number one thing you better do if you're going to be good is you better cover. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to shut the opponent down. And in most guys who will cover have the aggressiveness to turn around and also go ahead and block on the return game. So, you know, but you're looking for a core group of guys that can run and they have toughness. You know, so tough, instinctive guys. And we've got a good group here. You know, you've got a really good group, and there's going to be a lot of competition.
For your units, do you think, is there more emphasis on the preseason games because maybe it's harder to simulate what you're doing?
I would think so, yes. You know, obviously you try to simulate things in practice. You're really thinking more assignment, instincts, you know, reactions in practice. But when you've got to wait till you get into the games and the lights are on and guys can go get it. We've had some examples of that last year with some guys. But, yes, the games are important.
Who are some of the players that really stepped up in your mind?
At this point, really, I probably don't even want to go into names because we haven't played a game. And I'd like to see them. See them do a good job on the field first, but there are a lot of young guys that have impressed us.
What do you see Matt Bryant as being? His percentage slipped a little bit last year on field goals, and he expressed some disappointment in himself and missing kicks that you know he usually doesn't miss. Mm-hmm. Coming into camp, where do you think he's at, kind of mentally?
I think when you come to camp, you're talking about rebuilding. You're talking about moving forward, and I think he's done a nice job to this point. With his preseason in terms of practice, reps, you know, his kicking pattern has been consistent. So we're looking for nothing but the best out of Matt. So, and he's done a good job.
Who are some players we might see at some of the return positions?
There should be some good competition there, obviously, with Quiz. You can see Jaquez Rogers. You may see James Rogers. There's a pretty good chance you could see Robert Alford. So we've got some options. You know, Harry Douglas obviously has some return ability as a punt returner. Dom Franks obviously has experience with it. But there's a lot of the young guys and a lot of good competition.
Is there any hesitancy with Harry that maybe he would get hurt doing that? And so would Coach Smith or whoever want to defer to maybe one of the other guys?
Yeah, probably. I think the thing that we've got to evaluate is where he fits in, when do you want to use him, and have a plan for when and how we want to use him. The rest of that probably is for Coach Smith to decide, yes.
And that's both punt and kick return, those guys you mentioned?
Yeah. Jaquez is pretty much a kickoff returner. I don't see Quiz as a punt returner.